And tomorrow, kickoff, the World Cup starts in Brazil. The specter of protests and labor strikes continues to hang over the tournament, though. The unrest is getting widespread media coverage in Brazil, but not the right kind of coverage, according to a group of ninjas. They actually call themselves media ninjas, and they're citizen journalists covering the social unrest with their smartphones, and sometimes scooping the mainstream reporters. Jerry Haddon has our story from Rio de Janeiro.
Media Ninja's headquarters looks like a college apartment. A bunch of guys lounging around with laptops, dirty dishes in the sink, post-it notes about shared responsibilities on a wall. Except these notes aren't about taking out the trash. They're about covering the biggest protest movement Brazil has seen in two decades. Felipe Marques, one of the volunteer collective's leaders, stands by a chart of Brazil's new soccer stadiums. This is the schedule for the World Cup games in Rio and elsewhere, he says. We'll get word out to everyone via Twitter about alternative events, protests happening in front of the stadiums themselves. Ever since the eruption of protests in 2013, he says, we're trying to build a new reality that addresses the underlying problems. The list of problems includes poor health care and education. So why then, protesters ask, did we spend about $15 billion on soccer stadiums? The protests all began last summer over a 10-cent hike in bus fares in the capital, São Paulo. Hundreds of thousands of mainly poor people piled into the streets. Police responded with beatings, pepper spray, and bullets. Media ninjas captured a lot of it, live streaming images like this one, of police chasing down a female protester and beating and kicking her. Such footage infuriated Brazil's middle class, who joined the protesters in cities across the country. Felipe Marques proudly shows the smashed screen on his smartphone, his main broadcasting tool. It's the result, he says, of a police stun grenade. Until Media Ninja, he says, you didn't see a lot of images like this police beating on the news. He says, in Brazil we have a media model that is very monopolized. The news outlets are in the hands of a small number of families, and now there's a huge gap between the reality that these media outlets describe and what people actually live. People feel invisible, he says, to the mainstream media, or criminalized. Media Ninja, Marques says, is giving them a voice. The ninjas now have hundreds of thousands of followers on social media. They help scoop the mainstream press at one protest, compiling footage of what appears to be an undercover policeman inciting violent clashes with authorities, who are now investigating. But is this really journalism? Longtime reporter Fernando Molica isn't sure. He works at the daily newspaper O Dia in Rio. He says the democratization of the media is a good thing. The more voices, the better. But what's much more complicated is that these groups are violent against traditional journalists. Molica says groups like Media Ninja are so against traditional outlets that they, quote, out mainstream reporters at events. Crowds then surround them, as in this incident this year, chanting for them to leave. Molica says you can't just demand a voice in the media scene and then try to silence everyone else. That, he says, smacks of biased activism. Media Ninja's tactics are under fire from another sector, Brazil's military police, whose members have often been caught by the ninjas using excessive force. On a recent day, military police commander Eduardo Carlos patrols a favela near downtown, flanked by heavily armed men. Police have been trying to, quote, pacify these crime-ridden neighborhoods since Brazil won World Cup hosting rights in 2007.
So when you patrol in a place like this, you have to have eyes in the back of your head.
Yes, of course.
Alley this way and alley that way, behind you, yes. Rooftops, yeah. Below, the, above.
The windows and all this.
Carlos says at night it's especially difficult to distinguish between the enemy and innocents, including new rogue reporters like the Media Ninjas, who don't wear press badges or vests. He says the truth is that, yes, it can complicate things when a lot of people are running around, although generally during demonstrations or in fights with drug traffickers, the press tends to stand behind the police. That's not the ninja style. They say the larger truth is that the powers that be just don't want new media around, embarrassing and exposing them. So their work goes on. giving voice and gathering new supporters, like at this rally on Ipanema Beach to legalize marijuana. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Rio de Janeiro.